EPA spokesman John Millett says the organization has been reviewing the MPG calculation methods carefully and plans to propose changes to the system by the end of this year. He says the last update to fuel economy measures was in 1985, and many things have changed since then.
Speed limits are higher, congestion is increased, more vehicles are equipped with air conditioning than before. There are other factors that we need to consider as well, aggressive driving, cold weather, and there's some other regional or local impacts.
Millett says it's too early to say how far off the current estimates are, but many experts say there's a 10 to 15% difference between official MPG ratings and real results. Millett says it's important to remember there's no perfect test, and fuel economy ratings are estimates, not predictions. For the GLRC, I'm Celeste Headley.